A Two-Spirit advocacy organization has received government funding to build a new transitional housing project here in Halifax. We're joined by Tuma Young, a Two-Spirit Mi'kmaq lawyer, to learn more about it. So how are you doing today, Tuma?
I'm doing very well. You know, it's been a busy week, but the snowstorm up here has been has done a little bit of a changing things around quickly. So,
yeah. Well, it's good to see you again. I just wanted to know for our listeners, what does Two-Spirit mean?
Two-Spirit is a term that was coined back in the early 1990s, late 1980s, early 1990s. It was coined by Myra Lamriere. And when we were at the International Two-Spirit Gathering, it was a gathering before, and she told us it was about a vision that she had that had come, and the elders had come to her in the end and used the term to describe who we were as, you know, previously we were the gay American Indians or the, you know, the gay lesbians at Dalhousie was the one comment. It was LGBTQ plus folks who were indigenous. And so Myra came to us and she said, well, for now, we are to call ourselves Two-Spirited. And so that fit, you know, and that's where the term comes from. It's an English term, yes, for the LGBTQ plus community who are indigenous. And we have been told by elders that over the last 35 years, I guess, to go out and into our own communities, into our own languages, and find out what we would have been named by in our own languages. So that process of growth has happened. In some tribes, it has happened. People have been able to find words or terms that are in the indigenous language to describe who we are as Two-Spirited people. And in some other communities, it's been unfortunately lost to time.
Thank you for that. Can you tell us a little bit about the recent funding you received? How much funding did you receive and what is it going to be going towards?
Well, I'm not at liberty to say how much funding we received because the details are still being worked out. Suffice to say that it's sufficient to look for and or build a residence, a transitional home. I think we're hoping between 6 and 8 units. But it may be as less than 4 to 6 or maybe hopefully more. And there's a variety of mixed partners in all of it. So it's not just one government department, it's a few. So they're all looking at what they can, I guess the famous native word is chip in, you know. So that's what they're all doing. And I think it's part of the Canadian housing strategy. The program was released a couple of years ago with the onset of the new Liberal government. But I think they've been having a bit of a difficult time rolling it out. And ensuring housing is a major issue because there's policy issues, there's jurisdictional issues, and there's funding issues. But suffice to say, the strategy is there and is backed up by the federal government's budgetary allocations. But there's other moving parts that needs to be considered. So I think with this last round, they were a bit more creative in that the fact that they said, well, let's try a different approach and see how we can do this. And this different approach seems to be working successfully and getting the money out to groups who need it and who may not have the funds to do all the other type of assessments that's necessary for producing a house. For example, the environmental assessments, land assessments, sewage and water, et cetera, type of thing, all the technical stuff, right? It used to be that before you submitted a proposal, you had to do all that stuff and then submit the proposal. But a lot of not-for-profit organizations didn't have the money to do all that stuff. So it fell to only municipalities or provinces to be able to submit those.
So we're not sure yet. You said 6 to 8 units. How many people would that house, and who is the housing a priority for?
The priority is for Two-Spirited people. No, and it would, you know, it's 6 to 8 units. It's a transitional house, so we're looking at 6 to 8 people, maybe a little bit more. You know, it depends on the formation of the rooms, etc., type of thing, right? But I would imagine that 6 to 8, it's set to for people to come and who are in need of immediate housing to have a stable place to stay while they look for much more permanent housing. So it's that's really the intent of it, really. And it is fully intended for Two-Spirit people and for members of the Wabanaki Two-Spirit Alliance. I don't think the board has ever talked about who and if there's going to be a priority list, but I imagine given the need for housing, they maybe have to have some sort of a priority list. And the first priority list would be, I would imagine, Mi'kmaq, Wolastoq-Uwaik, Passamaquoddy, Penobscot, Two-Spirited people.
And you, so you're part of the Wabanaki Two-Spirit, and you're also going to be taking care of the housing besides just building it?
It's going to be the Wabanaki Two-Spirit Alliance is also going to have an office there, cultural space there, etc., and put up our, you know, basically our home unit will be there too, right? I personally will not be there. I've been around with the Wabanaki Two-Spirit Alliance for the last 12 years. So I just resigned as chair and figured that it's up to the younger people now to do the work. I will always be there in the background supporting and offering my 2 cents if I'm needed. But I don't think I will be needed anymore. Well, I suppose I should be. I shouldn't say it like that. But there'll be time to time when, I imagine that the Wabanaki Two-Spirit Alliance will come to me for some sage advice.
And when will this housing property be ready by around?
We're hoping to get the land and get the things in there. Once we get all that stuff in place, we're hoping that if it's going to be constructed, then it shouldn't take more than 6 months to a year. But if we have to build a place, or not build a place, but if we can buy a place that's already in existence and go through the whole rezoning places, then it should be I would imagine be about the same timeline, be about 6 months to a year.
And in terms of location, where in Halifax are you thinking about building this housing project?
Wherever we can find the land or find the house. Land is very, and as John, the other co-founder and the director, executive director said, it's the irony of it is not lost on us that, Native people have to look for land, right? It is one of the areas that we're being designated as a spot is Halifax metro area. And so we're looking at either Halifax, hopefully on the peninsula, but if not possible, then Dartmouth, or even Sackville, or even Hammond's Plains, wherever we can find it, really Eastern Passage. And to me, that's only the first step. Housing is such a major issue that we have another group up here. I live up in Numagi, Cape Breton. We have another group up here. We're going to be looking at some senior housing for seniors, two LGBTQ folks. And we're the sky's the limit, or we're blue sky, as they say. We're looking at maybe, tiny homes, maybe small two-bedroom units, one for an elder, one for a youth that can help each other. And, it could be people are thinking co-ops, creative, communes, etc., type of thing, all the different political stripes. But the key point is that it's housing, and housing for seniors that may need it. Up here, working in collaboration with the Elderberries, which is the elder group of 2S LGBTQ folks in Metro Halifax. We have a branch up here in Cape Breton too. So that's the other one, but we'll also be able to spin it off. I'm also looking towards the future of looking at how do we get housing in the communities, in the reserves, a lot of two-spirited people don't have access to housing they're never even placed on the housing allocation list. The real culprit there is not the chief or the councils or the folks or anything like that, or even the housing policies, etc. The real culprit there is resource management. There's not enough houses allocated, not enough houses for anyone, really. And for example, I think of one community that they may get about 10 houses per year, but the need is that they need 400, And so with those 10 houses, people, you have to pick a priority who gets them. And generally speaking, you know, all the chief councils in their housing policies, they either go by a point system or whoever needs it the most, you know, given that. And for a lot of two-spirited people, will never be able to be on that priority list, you know, because there'll be always somebody who quote unquote needs a house more, or is allocated a house more than we, you know, let's say a single two-spirited man who identifies as a gay man, who has no children, who's the uncle, right? Or it could be the two-spirited lesbian who has maybe one or two children, a single mother, but, you know, there'll always be single mothers who have more children, you know, who need the house more. So really, I always tell people, I don't blame chief and councils or the, you know, the reserves or anything like that. The real culprit is, you know, the allocation of resources, you know, into it. You know, we need more resources, and that's what we really should be all working towards, is housing for everyone.
What are some better ways we can delegate resources to make room for all these people in need of housing?
Well, the first way is, you know, housing generally is a provincial jurisdiction, but among First Nations communities, it's a federal jurisdiction. And we're looking at the collaboration with all the three levels of governments, you know, between the federal government, provincial government, and also Indigenous governance, you know, both on and off reserve. You know, we all need to sit down and say, you know what, in the scarce allocation of resources, what can we do to do this? No, basically, the Canadian housing strategy is a great start. It identifies as a housing as a priority, and it says this is how much is needed. And it takes into consideration all the different types of housing that's really needed. Affordable single family dwellings, you know, in major cities, apartment units, you know, co-op housing, even tiny homes or creative stuff in northern, you know, First Nations communities. So, and it allocates a budget stuff. And that's where really, that's where we need to lobby much more extensively and hard, you know.
And my final question is, this new housing for Two-Spirit people that's being built, is it the first to be built for Two-Spirit people?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
But I can tell you, it will not be the last.